I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Yeah, I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam, huh? Little Dusty host could Adam, huh? I'm just chilling with Adam.
I'm just hanging with Adam.
Ooh, I'm just hanging with Adam. Ooh, bitch, I'm just chilling with Adam, y'all. I'm just chilling with Adam. Ooh. Anyway, I have been called up by Hakeem right before this started because of two different things. Number one, you're making fun of me because I don't know who Billy Bob Thornton is, which it sounds that sounds like somebody I should know.
You should know Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, we're going to get to that. And then you also, what was the thing you were just talking about?
Kanye.
No. Infinity Wars.
Oh, the Avengers, the Marvel movie.
Okay. So these are two things. I just want to let the world out there know. I don't know what those are. And I'm okay with that, personally. I'm totally okay with that. But you seem to think. So you tell me, who's Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton. He used to date Angelina Jolie.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
He's an actor.
Besides that, and he was in Bad News Bears. He was in Bad Santa.
Okay, I don't know what either of those things are. Should I look him up? Maybe I'll recognize his face.
Bro, he's like the old goat white dude. Like, if you wanted to be an
old
white dude, if you want to be like an
old
white dude, you'd be him.
He looks like
he was in Friday Night Lights.
He was in Friday Night Lights, which was a great movie.
That's he looks non-binary. He has a tiny head, a tiny face, and he looks like he has transitioned. I'm going to be totally honest.
He on the way to Caitlyn Jenner.
he looks like he is in the process of dying of AIDS. Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't look healthy. I don't know.
Yo, bro, he was moot, bro. That nigga is the.
But so you're telling me this guy's a famous actor? He looks like a fucking rat. He looks like a piece of shit. And he's dating Angelina Jolie.
He did
at one time, like in the 90s.
He was slutting her out.
Isn't that crazy, though, to think that like you could get some famous pussy and that could be your identity for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that this guy apparently has actually done something with his life and it doesn't matter. It's still like fucking,
a more
famous person.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because it's like I've fucked some sort of known girls, but not like... You know, like if I used to fuck Kylie Jenner, I would be. You would introduce me to people, and you'd say,
"Oh, yes, my bro,
it's my boy Adam. He does the No Jumper YouTube. He used to fuck Kylie Jenner." It would be like, You would have a hard time deciding which was the more important thing to mention about me.
I think I'd go with Kylie.
No.
You think
I'd go with Kylie?
Okay, you've known me a lot longer, and you have some sense of dignity or morals. I don't think that Hakeem has that.
Like, oh, nah, that's my man's. He used to fuck Kylie.
Okay, but do we know anybody? Okay.
See what I'm saying?
We know there's a dude that we know who used to date Yes Jules.
And I know someone used to fuck
Jordan, too. That's the only thing I know about him.
Oh, yeah.
He would have to do something else quite significant to equal dating Yes Jules. And no offense to Yes Jules, but she's not Kylie Jenner.
No.
Not quite as famous.
Yeah. It's kind of just like that thing, you know, like we all, you know, fantasize about being in some rich pussy, you know, like
rich pussy.
We all correctly assume that, because like realistically, dating a successful woman is probably even harder than being successful yourself.
It's hard.
Do you agree with that?
I think it's hard bagging a little rich bitch. I think it's very hard. I'm too ugly for a rich bitch right now.
Well, you wouldn't feel less of a human if you're just living off some bitch.
No,
like in the long run, like maybe after a little while, maybe for a little while, but like long term.
I reiterate, I'm Jamaican.
but you haven't really like accomplished your empire yet. So if you were to date, let's even just go with Yes Jules. If you dated Yes Jules, that would be a huge ticket to you sort of entering another level of society and stuff, to be dating a girl that has more money than you, is more well-known than you. And you would then be the guy who used to date Yes Jules for forever.
It wouldn't last.
It would not last.
Come on, man.
You could not hold it down for long. She would get sick of you.
But that's kind of like being like fucking Daniel, what's his name? The guy who played Harry Potter. Every time you've seen a nigga, it's
okay,
just like,
again, I don't understand movies, so you're going to have to translate this.
Harry Potter, nigga.
Okay,
you're
I can imagine
wizard.
That there's an actor who played Harry Potter
wizard,
in a movie.
But every time you see the nigga, you'd be like, that's Harry Potter. You ain't going to be like, oh, that's Daniel.
That's a problem for a lot of actors.
Yeah. You get typecasted. Like, you know, life is a type.
Typecast as someone's ex-boyfriend.
But you're down. You're hyped.
I'm down. Bro, think about the nigga that was dating Beyonce before, what's the name? Had an interview that came out saying that he wanted to focus on his own life, this and that. He'd be at home and she'd come home and like he'd just be like, she's glowing up and he's not. I'm like, nigga.
Wait, a guy who dated Beyonce?
Right before Jay, her first boyfriend.
Oh.
Little light-skinned nigga. He ain't know what the fuck. He fucked up. Oh, God.
And
I would have done it.
Okay.
I'd have surprised the dick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I don't. Nothing could make me, like, care about What? Being a good boyfriend, like once I got to that point.
But look, you could go down in history as being one of the best boyfriends ever.
No, but you want to know what? Because I just got lost in thought because I started thinking about the way that I was before I actually like got some clout.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when I previously, we're not going to say names, but there was like a girl that I was talking to for a period of time who definitely had some clout.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never even like made it anywhere with her. We didn't like even hook up or anything.
Damn.
But I remember how I thought about it. And in retrospect, I was the clout muncher that I am like now making fun of because in my head at that time, I really kind of like understood that if I was seeing this girl or whatever, that it would have like actual ramifications on my social life, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like, if any rich bitch out there, Oprah.
Definitely Oprah.
Oprah. If you want to come recruit a young nigga to just lay lock in your dungeon or whatever.
dungeon. If she wants to do some kind of female R. Kelly thing, you would be happy to supply the...
With Oprah?
You'd be a sex slave for sure.
Yeah, just put some couple bears in my fucking... Millions in my big account. I'm with it, man.
Oof, I don't know. One time me and Chris were buying like 10 pounds of weed. Mm-hmm. And in order to buy the weed...
Oh. I remember this.
I had to fuck this girl, right? Because she, like, basically, I met this girl, went down to San Diego and fucked her and, like, brought some of my friends and they fucked her friends and all this shit. And while I was with her, she starts pulling up pounds out of her closet and being like, yo, I can get pounds of this for $1,400 and blah, blah, blah. And so I get pictures of everything and I go back to Long Beach other times. This is at least like 5-6 years ago. I'm like, Chris, this girl can get pounds of this for this. Mm-hmm. And, like, blah, blah, blah. We started being like, oh, shit, we could get that and ship it to this person back on the East Coast and get this for it. We start realizing this is like she had really good prices. Like for us, we didn't have a lot of connections at the time. Now it probably wouldn't really stand out to us as like really good price. But at the time, we were like, oh, this is lit. We got to get on this. Mm-hmm. So we go to downtown LA and we meet up with her and some other dude, like the dude, the weed dealer. Mm-hmm. And he's all whatever. Like him and Chris are doing the fucking weed transaction or whatever. And I had, keep in mind, I drove to San Diego to fuck this girl. I drove like 3 hours with my friends and partied and did coke and drank for 3 hours or for the whole night just because I wanted to fuck this girl. A month later, a couple weeks later, I have the opportunity where I have to fuck her and I can make, you know, probably $10,000, $20,000. I forget exactly what it was. I did not want to fuck her. I could not. Like, it hurt me in my soul. To fuck a girl that I didn't.
She was terrible.
She was super annoying.
She was super terrible. I'm not even gonna lie.
Which I didn't really get that until after I hung out with her in San Diego.
Did y'all niggas ever fuck for a place to stay?
Hell no. I'm explaining to you how fucking for like $10,000 like didn't really do it for me. I wasn't like happy about it.
Man.
I remember too. I had a fucking. Remember we went down to San Diego and you were fucking that girl, and I made her friend cry in the other room or whatever.
Doing what?
Because there's a party. I started making fun of her or something. There was like a party going on. I was just so mad I had to be there too. Like,
you don't do coke either. Yeah. I mean, I don't do coke anymore, but Chris Long has never done coke. So, like, he would always be in like scenarios where like me and these girls would be doing coke, and he'd just be like, I'm like, just annoyed as fuck. Why are you talking so much? Anyway, I just want to say this. This podcast is brought to you, at least in part, by my new sponsor, Bearwoods. If you don't know, Southern California, there's over 700 weed shops that all carry these Bearwoods. They're pre-rolled backwoods, and they don't use any spit. They put crazy-ass weed in it. It's just fire.
Right now.
Great product. I have to say, Bearwoods are doing things right. And actually, if you come to the No Jumper store and you catch me in the right mood, I might just hook you up with this insane specimen that they make called the Mega Wood. It's an entire ounce of weed put into a blunt. And I believe these go for like $400 in weed shops. And apparently they sell really well. And also our friend pointed out that as soon as you take it out, and assuming you take the foam padding out too, you can use this like a bowl. I actually saw the homie smoke out of it.
Wait, really?
You put weed right here and then you put your fucking finger over this hole.
Oh, that's funny.
The homie in Shoreline Mob, or no, who was it that started smoking out of it?
I don't know.
I forget. Somebody fucking just started tapping in right away.
Fucking.
You know who it was? Big E. No, you don't even smoke weed. Big E was started smoking.
What are you so fucking amazed about?
Wow. That's like if I see you with 40 PBRs, I'm not going to go, wow. I think it's funny that we have a PBR sponsor and you're the only one who smokes them. Who drinks them?
I don't smoke. I don't smoke because I just drink
I don't smoke.
I don't smoke.
Hey, can we just, before we even really truly get into that M22 show here, can we just talk about the run that we're on with No Jumper content? I feel like we're really killing it. Yeah. We got Hakeem and Chris Long going out doing vlogs. We just dropped the one with Chief Keef. I thought, personally, probably one of the better vlogs we've ever done.
Really?
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, a lot of show footage in that one to fill some space up, you know? But, you know, Chief Keef is rare. You don't
get to
see a lot of good footage of him.
Yeah. Like, up-close footage with Chief Keef is hard to come by. And Lil Tay... That
talking
was funny.
Shit.
It was funny that her and like just seeing Lil Tay and Chief Keef together is just humorous to me.
That's like a SNL skit alone.
Yeah, but that's what's funny is that like everybody's like all freaking out like, oh, well, Vicky, Lil Tay, No Jumper, you guys hung out with those girls or whatever. It's like,
but Chief Keef's hanging out with
Chief Keef's hanging out with
your favorite rapper hangs out with Lil Tay.
Well, Vicky was there. Well, Vicky was on stage with
Chief Keef. Listen, stop disrespecting, man.
Also, let's talk about how Wo Vicky thought I was going to fucking like try to fight her.
What did you say to her?
All right, so I walked up to her at the end of the Chief Keef show because she was there. And I'm like, Adam and her had that little beef last week talking about the revenue. She asked for the revenue
I asked her to promote the interview that she did on her Instagram story. She responded, oh, can I get a percentage of the profit? I responded, LOL. And then I just tweeted about it and I wrote like, oh my God, well, Vicky just asked me for a percentage of the YouTube revenue, which is funny because, you know, that video maybe would make like $500 or something. So it's like, what, you want me to give you like $50, you fucking psychopath? Anyway, I just laughed about it. I didn't actually post the screenshot, but then she hit me up and goes, you fucking clout muncher. You fuck blah blah blah. Just hit me with hella insults, and I just wrote LOL because it's like at that point I just couldn't even bring myself to respond. Yeah. And then she went on Drama Alert and talked about it, but she also hit me up and apologized.
She called on the last.
She called on the live stream and immediately said the N-word.
Yes.
Oh, nobody recorded it. That was fucking insane. I thought for sure somebody was gonna let it out, but I don't. I guess nobody was recording.
He's like, "What's up, Nick?"
I'm like, oh, we're live. Why is that? Why is every time we let somebody on the live and we don't immediately tell them they're on the live, they say something that you're not supposed to say?
Some wild ass
shit. Makes me think, like, is everything we say off the record?
No.
No. Not at all.
So I walk up to her at the camera. I'm like, yo, I'm filming for the No Jumper vlog. Do you want to talk some shit on Adam or something like that or, you know, whatever? And she took it as, oh, you're talking shit about Adam? Mm. And like...
Didn't you say like...
I'm like, you want to talk some shit about Adam or whatever? And she took it as like, she's like, nah, that's between me and him. And that has nothing to do with you. Like, she thought I was like coming at her. I was like, nah. I mean, like, do you want to like say something on camera about him? Like, call him old or say like, pay me for my video. I'm like, damn, you're dumb.
She said something that didn't even like make much sense.
Looked like he got like some motherfucking...
You're saying that he looks like he had nunchucks on him? Yeah. That's racist. All right. You're like in charge of racist jokes. You just do it all the time. The Harold and Kumar thing.
I lucky think I'm Dave Chappelle. I hope you guys know that. Look, that Oprah little shit I just said, that's from Dave Chappelle. Remember the skit with Oprah? Dave Chappelle and Oprah shit?
No.
When he got Oprah pregnant?
No.
There's a... I don't remember. What the fuck?
No, I did watch a lot of the Dave Chappelle show, but I don't really remember anything about
Oprah. Remember the Oprah one? Bro, classic.
Our friend Brad Sims used to tweet at Oprah all the time, like saying
because of
shit.
That?
Just saying shit in general, like, marry me.
Pump followed her for a while.
Really?
Bro,
That was the only person he followed for a long time.
I need Oprah in my life.
Everybody out there, tweet me facts about Billy Bob Thornton and Infinity Wars, whatever that is, so that I can learn what these things are.
Let's do a... No, actually, I'm going to go see Infinity Wars tonight, I think, after this.
Oh, going to the movies alone, eh?
This is the second time you guys did this to me on camera.
Well, I love making fun of you for going to the movies alone. It's funny, man.
A nigga want to concentrate. I want to not miss anything.
I've done it before. So
when I went to see Black Panther, I went with Lena alone, and I thought I was going to get beat up because I had my grill in.
You don't wear your grill no more.
I'm going to bust it out. I should have brought it for the Shoreline video the other day.
Damn. How was that? I saw you got an honorary jersey. Kardashians bumping Shoreline at their fucking high-class function.
Greedo, you fucking culture vulture.
And Shoreline.
I didn't see Shoreline.
They played Musty after.
Really?
Right after the Greedo.
Well, maybe you're not a culture vulture.
Listen, man, I'm very cultured.
Yo, I don't know. I have my doubts. all right, I'm going to look at here at the list of topics we're supposed to cover. Oh, I wanted to keep applauding myself. We talked about the Chief Keef thing.
Yeah.
That was a very high-quality blog.
Yourself. Yeah.
I also want to continue on and say that the Ghostface Killah interview that I just did, you know, it was the kind of interview that took me, like, many days. Like, you know, I had to prepare. That took a couple of days. And then there was, like, one or two days where he kind of blew me off. But then I got to go to the studio with him. I got to hear him do this crazy-ass remix. Mm. Incredible experience. I talked about it with him on the live stream. Uh-huh.
Who run it?
Podcast.
Who run it? Yeah. That'd be cool. Imagine. Yeah, oh, man, it's so funny because there's no way that Ghostface knows about that beat and the fact that it's like a viral thing right now. There's no way he knows. But I got to do a studio with him, which was incredible. That was so cool.
And you grew up listening.
Grew up. Ghostface. Wu-Tang, to me, I got into it in, you know, 94, 95, mm-hmm. something like that, when the album came out. Maybe it's 96.
Yeah.
Ghostface was always my favorite. Maybe not always my favorite. Like, Method Man was probably my favorite at first, but then Ghostface mm-hmm. definitely became my favorite by the time, like, Supreme Clientele came out. And I'm a mm-hmm. huge fan of his, like, early mid-2000s run where he put out the Pretty Tony album, the Fish mm-hmm. Scale album. Like, I thought a lot of that stuff was just as good as Supreme Clientele, so.
Yeah, no. That's in Jamaica.
I know you don't know shit about him.
No, like, I remember my dad in Jamaica, like, he did was a fan of American movie, and they'd be like, Ghostface Killer. Hmm. Like, Ghostface yeah. Killer.
I mean,
you know, like,
Wu-Tang is the greatest.
Yeah.
Just for the record. God, it sucks that, like, kids don't. No offense to you. It just sucks that there's people I know that I hang out with that don't really know about the Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang.
I feel like a lot of people do, though. I feel like they've aged, like I said yesterday, they aged well more than most.
Any rappers from the mid-90s, late 90s, who are still alive, who gets more respect or recognition than them? Like, yeah, of course Biggie and Tupac get crazy respect or recognition, but they're gone. That's easier.
Yeah,
you know, Wu-Tang, like, for them to all still be alive and still hold that power, that mystique, for you going to Urban Outfitters, and I mean, that's questionable if that's cool or not, but, like, just the fact that they have, that they're the Nirvana of rap.
Rap, yeah.
T-shirt wise.
For sure. Definitely, for sure. That symbol is...
The Ray Schremmert interview.
That's huge, man.
I was hyped on that.
Did you talk about their monkey that...
We did talk about the monkeys. I haven't actually read any comments that people have had about it because I made it live, like, literally as we went on live stream today, which might be why we only have 735 people watching this live. But...
Good point.
I think probably a lot of people are watching the Ray Schremmert interview. But to me, dude, that was a big interview, but also it's a weird interview because Jimmy is just kind of... not really having it. Like, he just gets kind of bored and just sort of like, Sway Lee's so easy energetic. To talk to and energetic and good on camera.
Yeah, he was like nice and like, I swear, seemed more humble maybe in a way.
I got along with both of them real good off camera and they were being super cool and stuff. But during the interview, Jimmy just seemed like he got fed up with like talking about the old days, like in the interview. And it was,
I'm very
interested to see what the people think.
I actually have a weird story because, like, when I was working at Official, you remember that night?
It's going to be something about how you saw the back of Slim Jimmy's head one time at a bar, and you're going to act like this is, like, interesting.
No, it was fun. It was kind of funny and fucked up. When I was working at Official, some guy walked in, and he was like, hey, you want to make $100? And I was like, yeah, nigga, it was broke. And then he goes, yeah, just fucking read this list for this Michael Made It album release party. You remember that night?
No.
It was a while ago. And then he was like, just read this list and let everyone in that's on the list. And it was Slim Jimmy.
Oh, they had a party back here?
Yeah, at they had a dinner at the restaurant right next door, Wolf.
Interesting.
And then I, you know, did it for like an hour, got paid $100. They're like, come inside. You want to come eat and drink and shit? And I was like, fuck yeah, nigga. YG was there. Mike Will.
I think you invited me or someone invited me, but I wasn't, I was doing something.
Yeah, I remember that because I did text you. I was like, Adam, come in. Jason, I got Jason and them in, like, I think it was, Jason, all his friends in there. And then I went up to Slim Jimmy. It's kind of like my first, like, month in L.A., like, working, like, here. And, like, I ain't never really see nobody and shit like that. And I'm like, I go to him, like, yo, what's good, Sway? And he's like, I'm Jimmy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Nigga, he said, I'm Jimmy. I said, fuck.
Brutal.
Yeah, I did that.
Was he pissed?
No, he was. I'm like, bro, I'm so fucking sorry. And he was like, it's okay, man, it's cool. He was really cool after, but I think he was very pissed.
It's not like he's gonna get like pissed. It's just that he's probably gonna like write you off until like he would need a lot of evidence in order to like respect you, since you have shown him so little respect. Is probably how I would.
Yeah, it was fucked. Yeah,
God, I have that problem all the time with remembering people's names. Yeah, it's fucking too. Brutal.
I always say to people like, oh yeah, nice to meet you, and they're like, oh, I've met you before. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
There'll be a rapper that I'll like hang out with, and then he'll have like, you know, two friends. I'll kind of know the two friends' names, but then there's like 10 other friends. It's so hard. It's like fucking, there's so many different groups of people that I'm going between, and I wish I was the kind of person that could just like have like a database and be like really good at like staying on top of just, you know, keep some kind of control over that. That's what I need, is someone to just follow me around and remember people's names for me.
Right.
Presidents have that.
Yeah, you getting to that point in life now? You need a bodyguard. No. Well, besides, you got, you know, Big Chris Long, but you need a big black bodyguard. When does that happen?
I'm going to quote Action Bronson. Why the fuck would I need a bodyguard? when I look just like the motherfucking bodyguard.
Axon Bronson is also like 400 pounds.
I don't look like the bodyguard. No, I know. Neither does he either.
He don't look like the bodyguard.
But if you're
but
a bodyguard,
he ain't scared. That's the thing.
If you're a bodyguard, you might have to run.
Well, I mean, it's just like
I don't really see Axon running that well at this point.
At all. No. The only thing running he run into is we know. FOOD. That's the only thing that nigga run into. Shout out Bronson though, the nigga lit.
I'm kind of proud of the fact that I interviewed Ghostface and didn't mention Action, and then I interviewed, or but before that, I interviewed Action and didn't mention Ghostface, so I avoided all that. And in the case of Action, when I interviewed him, it was like I just didn't want to bring up the Ghostface thing because to me, it's like he said one dumb thing one time and got eaten alive for it, and he has to deal with it forever.
Yeah,
and then Ghostface is like, you know, some guy that is a good dude that he should get along with.
Yeah,
he kind of eternally has to answer questions about somebody who really obviously respects Ghostface and didn't probably want to disrespect him. He just said one. I mean, when I watch that clip of Action where he dissed Ghostface, it's like, it is weird to me because to me, it's like, if I'm Action, Action's kind of always going to live in the shadow of Ghostface a little bit because they're so similar stylistically, you know, voice wise, delivery wise, and some content.
Oh, yeah, when he first came out, niggas was like,
yeah, I mean, Ghostface, when I was getting ready for that interview, I was seeing on YouTube that there's like a video clip where he says straight up that he like heard an Action verse and thought it was him before.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. That's crazy. Yeah.
But I think Action's a great dude.
Yeah, I think he's a very nice rapper.
But he left Atlantic.
Yeah. Where is I don't even hear him putting out, I don't know, I'm not checking for it, but I don't really hear no noise from him.
I don't know, maybe that's why he's pissed off. Didn't he just put out a fucking mixtape?
I just know he does a cooking show.
He does a cooking show as well, yeah.
There's a lot of vice stuff.
I mean, Action is a dude who has just really refused to compromise. He ain't never made no trap songs.
Nah.
He straight up makes songs that sound like fucking... He sounds like he's rapping on Alchemist beats, and half the time
he is.
It's just not... He's not willing to fucking make, like, the sacrifices that he clearly could have if he wanted to, you know, be on the radio or do crazy numbers streaming or whatever. But, I mean, he tours consistently. He has the show and everything. He's famous. He's definitely like living a good life.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you wonder if there is that, if that's ever weighed on him. But when I talked to him about it, I said like, "Yo, like, do you ever think about making, you know, hits or whatever?" He says, "I go in there and spaz on beats, and then I give it to the label, and the label basically says, you know, we need one with that bounce or that rhythm to it or whatever."
Then
he has to go and he has to make a song that he thinks could potentially be on the radio. But I mean, he makes one song like that for the album, whereas like, the average rapper is trying to make fucking 15 songs that are going to kind of get that point across of being like a hit. You know, he doesn't give a fuck about a hit. So, I mean,
you think the radio is on its way to being like obsolete? Like,
I mean, you never know. I don't know. The fucking radio is it's an ethereal thing. It's like, what is the radio? The radio is going to, I mean, probably satellite radio and shit is going to, I mean, internet radio.
I don't know. Yeah,
I don't even listen to radio.
I can't even imagine listening to the radio.
I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to it. Like, when I do listen to it, it's kind of interesting because it's so shitty that it sort of blows my mind. What do you think about the Kanye thing? Let's get into that.
Yo, if you know me and you follow me, that is my fucking idol. Like, him, Dave Chappelle, those are, like, my two, like, idols right there. And I personally think this with, like, you know, people you look up to, I think, like, you kind of have to know when to separate things. Like Donald, like Kanye couldn't make me like hate people or like change my mind about something. I look to him more for like music and fashion. Anything else is kind of like, I'm like, okay.
Has your opinion of Donald Trump changed since Kanye started going in?
Fuck no.
Yeah, all right, well,
no.
That's good.
No, like it hasn't. Like, because it's like, you can't do that because like, I'm not, I feel like the problem with the masses is like everyone's so fucking sheep all the time. It's kind of like, yo, like you can't, like even Chief Keef, like I don't shoot fucking guns. Like I love Chief Keef though. Chief Keef's not going to influence me to go fucking shoot somebody. Like,
yeah, but I mean, that's nice for you. But I mean, the argument against Chief Keef is that like, there's a lot of people who are more impressionable, who are younger. I mean, kids are hearing rap music from before they're able to comprehend what they're hearing.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, it's like, it should be more up to the parents to be able to teach your kids have different opinions on things, and people can still like each other and not agree on everything the same.
And, I mean, to be fair, like the radio and like things like that, that are, you know, if as a parent, it's hard to sort of stop your kid from like hearing songs that are on the radio. But realistically, stuff on the radio is censored so bad that it's like, you know, it's not really. Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to hide it. It's always a generation. It's always something. Like our generation, yeah. It was the like divide. Fucking Marilyn Manson and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know
war.
I mean? Like,
yeah. War. Cannibal
all that
Corpse.
Bullshit.
NWA.
Like,
yeah.
NWA. Ice-T, all that stuff.
Cop
like,
killer shit, yeah. Man.
You know?
I mean, I think you just, yeah, just know when to separate shit. Like, I don't take Kanye necessarily into my, like, personal, like, political life. Like, I would never take advice from that nigga about politics.
It's just hard to imagine.
Never.
How is someone who spent such a large percentage of their life really concerned about the plight of the black man, you know, who seems so concerned about his group that he identifies with, and now he's decided to side with Donald Trump, who's someone who so clearly doesn't really give a fuck about what Kanye's about. Like, how did he get to this point? It's mind-blowing to me. And I want to... You know, it's the same thing that I've always felt about Donald Trump is that I want to, you know, I respect conservatism to whatever extent, even though I consider myself a liberal. There's plenty of conservative viewpoints that I to some extent agree with or at least can understand where they're coming from and stuff. Donald Trump, very different case. He's a fucking scumbag. He clearly is just so disingenuous. The idea that Kanye somehow resonates with this, it just is very hard for me to wrap my head around. And I don't see him making any strong arguments in favor of Donald Trump.
I think his like thing is just like, I also think like the best thing we have is individualism. Like to be an individual, like your own thought, independentness, you know what I'm saying? Like to be your own person. I think that's what makes us all unique, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's kind of the thing. Like he's like, bro, I have my own fucking thought. Like I don't care if you don't, you know what I'm saying? This is how I think. Like, I don't care. Like,
right, and I like that part of it. I like the part that Kanye has decided that in his album rollout, like, however calculated this stuff might be, that I think he's decided to more or less speak his mind on social media for a couple weeks or however long he's going to do this
Twitter again.
In order to, you know, hype up his album. The thing to me is just that it's, like, kind of shocking to see that he holds opinions that don't seem like they've really gone through a whole lot of scrutiny. Like, with him being super into Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator.
Yeah.
I'm just like, you know, because to me, I've listened to like I listened to Sam Harris interview fucking Scott Adams for like 2 hours. And I do not think that Sam Adams whatever the fuck his name, Scott Adams is. Sam Adams would be nice right now. I could use a beer. I don't think that Scott Adams has anything all that interesting to say, except that maybe he has some sort of understanding of how Donald Trump was able to use persuasion techniques to win the election. I don't really think that Scott Adams has anything that interesting to say. The fact that Kanye is so interested in him, it's just like, it's weird to me because it's like, I would assume Kanye, I think Kanye's a genius.
I think he's a very...
But now I'm seeing him sort of like succumb to ideas from people that to me are not convincing or intelligent in any way. But he's going for it.
Yeah, he is going for it. And I think the problem is like he's too big of no one man. Like I love the song, The Power is one of the craziest songs for me because he's talking about no one man should have all that power. And I think he's a very powerful person and... No matter how you put it, like, people are going to be influenced by you, my G. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I had you behind me, you can co-sign the fuck out of me right now and change my life. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you're saying that to someone else, you know, like, about someone else, you know, you might be able to get the worry. You know what I'm saying? Like, get their mind to change. Like, yeah, fuck with this, bro. Like, that's my dude. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like, in a way, it's like, that's how he feels. He likes Donald Trump. That's how he feels.
I think he does.
He's like going to prove a point, like, because I think that's a big problem in the country right now. Is like, yo, guess what? This is how I feel. I don't agree with what you agree with.
Yeah.
But we can still all be the same.
We can still all be the same.
It doesn't have to be fucking weird.
I like that. If I could get anything out of it, which I'm, you know what I'm saying? I try to take something. Like, I learn a lot from everyone. Like, I try to take what I can take. You know, not everything, because that wouldn't really be me, you know what I'm saying? But, like, if I could take anything from that, it'd probably be that. Be like, yo, like, I can tell you no, because people are the insecurities of, we got to deal with the insecurities of another man all the time. Like, it's so hard, because you have people, you're like, you can't even tell them no, because you're in a certain position in life, they might actually get really butthurt. Be like, bro, just chill. I just said no, you're still my dude. Like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I get how Kanye likes the offensive part of Donald Trump, the willingness to say things that other people are going to get offended by. I get how he likes that. The question really is, like, in terms of policy, in terms of social issues, what does Kanye agree with Donald Trump on?
He's rich, and you know he's the Republican. It's gonna benefit him. The rich people definitely benefit the most out of all that shit.
Right.
So, regardless,
has he?
Why wouldn't Kanye be conservative? You know what I mean? As like, and as a rich person and stuff like that.
Because
like,
conservatism is kind of inherently opposed to poor people. And, yeah. you know, as a rich black man who comes from a poor black scenario, everybody wants to see Kanye give a fuck about poor
yeah.
people.
No, yeah,
and I that's mean, kind of the problem is that Donald Trump is someone who just so blatantly seems to not care about people yeah. who are lower in society and stuff. And so, I mean, it's pretty easy to see why. Have you seen the list that came out of all the celebrities who unfollowed him? It said that Kendrick unfollowed him and stuff.
Brianna,
but then I
Drake.
I seen Mike Dean saying that some of that is fake news.
I actually saw that and I actually looked into their shit and I didn't even find it. Like I was like, I think some of it is fake.
Really?
But I think that but like honestly, I don't know what it's like to be wake up and be as rich as fucking successful as these niggas. I don't know their thought fucking process.
Right.
Like Kanye might and this whole thing is like, yo, he's I think the nigga's exposed to a whole different like he's just not relatable anymore. Like people saying his albums were so relatable, like the guy from College Dropout, the guy from Graduation, the guy from this and that. You gotta understand that nigga.
Yeah,
is,
eventually that life that he was singing about, not, he lives a different life
different.
Now. So
that's
like,
a different man, yeah. bro. That's a whole different person right now. Yeah. Like,
and I mean, Kanye loves himself. He loves power, mm-hmm. wealth, money.
Yeah.
I mean, you could even argue that Kanye seems to have this like weird obsession with like rich white people and. I think that Kanye sees a lot of himself in Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, here's this rich, ridiculously successful visionary yeah. who sort of like created this world Steve. Around him, who went out. I mean, Donald Trump literally did like the thing that Kanye keeps teasing us with saying that he's going to do, which is run for president.
Yeah.
Personally, I am so opposed to Kanye being president. Yes. I just want to throw that out there. It's fun to joke around about and stuff, but I can think of about 5 billion other people I'd rather. He's so out there, so volatile. Like, he could definitely be a worse president than Donald Trump.
Oh, but I mean, but think of who Donald Trump is, right? Donald Trump is a guy who just doesn't give a fuck what anybody else says.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do what he thinks is right, what he wants. Yeah. That's exactly who Kanye is.
Okay, I remember seeing an Ian Connor quote where Ian Connor said that Kanye always told me, don't ever talk about politics. And that's what he told Ian Connor. And Ian Connor like was kind of talking about that, like that was really good advice. I hope I'm remembering this correctly. And Ian, I guess, mostly took that advice. But then think about Kanye. Think about why he would give Ian that advice. It's because his political beliefs are the kind of things that are clearly going to get him in trouble with not just a lot of people. Like, if I were to go on Twitter right now and say, fuck Donald Trump, all this shit, I'm going to get a backlash to whatever extent. But Kanye is going to get a backlash from the people who live on the same block as him, from all of his friends in Hollywood and stuff. Like, you got to understand that supporting Trump in that scenario as a Hollywood elite is like, you know, it's like almost a death sentence.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's just in an unrelatable place to the people that are mad, like, about it. Like, bro is...
I'm gonna put these socks on.
Bro is on, just did the life of Pablo. He's about to do some whole different shit. Bro married a Kardashian. Bro is...
Yeah, right?
I think the dopest thing in life is information, you know? Like, I love this thing about being a student forever, you know what I'm saying? Never a master. It's like, bro... He probably got wind into some whole bunch of information that we don't even know about, like top secret type
but
shit.
I highly doubt that information you know then I mean? Leads you to the conclusion crazy. Of Donald Trump is great.
No, I mean...
Donald Trump is the walking epitome of ignorance and just, you know, just being a fucking rube.
Yeah, he's
and, I mean, I don't know. He's done clear permanent damage to our culture.
Yeah.
You have a weird verbal tick I want to point out. What is the finishing my words thing?
What do you mean?
Like, you just finished, like, multiple words that I was saying there. That's, like, weird.
Great mind thinks
I don't think that that's a great thing to do if you want to be a podcast co-host. So I just want to throw that out there.
Oh, man. See, I just learned something new.
Hey. I'm not even going to tell you which interview, but you remember we did an interview the other day and we told the person to include the question in his answers.
They're like super include, like
he read, like, he would just repeat the entire
color?
Question.
What is your favorite color? So like, he like, yeah, it's so like, weird.
He didn't understand what we were talking about at all. We didn't really have the heart to try to explain.
Yeah, I felt bad.
I feel bad
sometimes when you try to explain something to someone and they don't get it. And then like, you don't want to insult them and make them feel
stupid.
See,
that's the insecurities of another man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't even tell them like, yo, Bro,
I mean, I usually do, but like we're already halfway through the interview anyway, yeah, so it's like,
it was strange.
Yeah. You know, like you're able to tell me another person might have felt some type of way that someone of your, you know, saying stature or power that just told me that, you know, like, but like, yeah, I'm not fucking insecure. I'd be like, yo, okay, cool. You told me to work on something, you know?
It's just that we had already explained the whole concept like at least once or twice. And so it's like explaining it again would have definitely had the feel of us telling him that he was dumb.
It would have been like, yo, you fucking idiot. Are you listening to what we're saying? Just that was like the next step out of like, you know.
But it's okay. It's okay. I just want to say this. The Post Malone album came out last night. I'm going to assume that you have not listened to it.
No, we haven't.
What effect do you think it will have on your life once you listen to it?
I hate you guys.
I haven't heard it. I'm excited to hear it. I like Posty.
I love Post, but why all three of us really did listen to it last night?
Because it came out for like 12 hours.
Yeah. I was fucking sleeping. Yeah, wake up. We got shit to do.
12 hours. Like, I don't wake up and run to Apple Music and throw on the new Post Malone. A lot of people like that, like in my position, who are like music journalists, quote unquote, that is like actually how they live their life. Like they are waiting for 12 o'clock to hit so they can listen to the new 2 Chainz album so they could try to get them witty tweets off of just like, ooh, this 2 Chainz album. Mm. This is, J. Cole album. Has that changed your life?
No. I skipped through it. Yeah. I actually skipped through the album. I'm a big J. Cole fan. Friday Night Lights, the warm up, the come up. I'm not too fan. I don't really like his albums that much. I think he did.
I haven't even listened to it.
I just watched a video and I seen that, you know, like you're the next video that comes up, the video with you two that come up right after, which is pretty dope.
There's another video that has almost as many views as our video called J. Cole Explains to Adam 22 Why He Shouldn't Be an Atheist.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that too.
And then just today I claimed it. But it's just funny to think that it already made half a million views worth of money before I claimed it, which is...
But you'll get all that back, right?
No.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Only once it's claimed now. I know, because I remember when I saw it when it had like 50 or 100K. I probably
should have. You didn't think, you're like,
should have hopped on. I saw it too, like maybe like a week ago. I should have just claimed it myself.
Well, you can't claim it yourself. You got to go through the network.
Oh.
But that would be good if you want to like alert me to anything like that. But... let me just throw out my perspective. I like the album. I only listened to it twice. But I want to hit J. Cole up and just be like, yo, let's do this interview. But I want to be like 100,000% ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to spend at least a couple days in the J. Cole pit. Like really listen to every album. Rap Genius, read the fucking lyrics, actually like read articles about them, maybe listen to some podcasts. Actually, I have a 2-hour Combat Jack J. Cole podcast open on my computer right now that I'm going to listen to, because I really just, I need a couple of days where I can just J. Cole out. And then I'll be like, yo, do you want to do this interview? Because I don't want to be like, yo, let's do this interview.
And he's like,
because I feel like he might be like, all right, yeah, like let's do it tomorrow. And I'm going to be like, ah! I can't handle that.
What's my name? My name's Jeff. That would be fire, and I think that would be really dope. And I think that's why he even came in here. I think eventually it will happen.
And you know what? You know what's the thing though? People are always like, "Oh, like you talk shit about J. Cole. Like, why do you act like you are cool with him now or whatever?" It's like, dude, J. Cole, when he came in the store the other day, he said to me, "He goes, you know, yeah. When I first heard about you, I was like, who is this dude? Whatever. And then I watched the Combat Jack podcast that you did or listened to it." And he's like, he fucked with me because he actually took the time to sit there and listen to a fucking hour and a half long interview, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if he listened to the one when I was on Combat Jack or when Combat Jack was on my shit. Mm-hmm. But either way, he has a lot of respect for Combat Jack too. Rest in peace. And that was like really cool for me. It's just the fact that he fucked with me because he actually took the time to listen to like an in-depth interview. Portrait
yeah,
of me
of your work.
With someone that he respects. Yeah. So that's why, like, you know, J. Cole to me is... I mean, I was just taken aback when he said that because I was like, man, that's so crazy just to think of. You don't think a celebrity is taking an hour and a half to go learn about random dude that has a YouTube channel or whatever, you know?
I love his mixtapes. I just personally think him and Kendrick, they use the same template over and over again. Like, their albums kind of just have the same, just like the same feeling. Like, I don't know. I'm totally like.
I'm way more familiar with Kendrick's albums than J. Cole's albums, but I don't think Kendrick's albums all have the same feeling.
Not feeling like the same template.
They're so different.
It's like it's based off like Greek mythology, the hero's journey, like, you know, him being from Compton.
Everything is based on that.
Yeah, but he puts that more in his, you can tell that more in his work.
You're saying that because their albums tend to be more narrative, that makes them all pretty much the same?
It kind of seems like I'm hearing the same story. I mean, like, well, I'm hearing the good kid came up from the Mad City.
They came up from nothing and now look where they are. Yeah. I mean, it really but, is like, that.
I don't know. It kind of, I don't know. With his, it's just like, it's, well, other albums not going to have like the religion aspect of it because, you know, in the hero's journey, you have a religious part that comes when they meet, you know, like a mentor or like find God or a sorcerer or a sorcerer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like he really kind of like sticks to that like over and over again, like the good kid from the Mad City, like over and over again.
I like that J. Cole had bars for Lil Pump.
Yeah. He did.
He said that those quotes were for anybody who wants it.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's bizarre that, like, for J. Cole and Kanye, that, like, putting an album out, somehow them just tweeting relatively freely, obviously to different degrees, but, you know, J. Cole has been sort of just answering questions from his fans and just saying random thoughts and shit like that, that is, like, an actual promotional strategy for both of their
because they don't engage projects, as much.
Because they don't do that. Yeah. And it's almost bizarre to think about like how different J. Cole would be regarded by the people, by his fans, if he were to tweet all the time like he has been for the past couple of weeks. Because it would completely alter the way that his fans view him. It's not like it would be bad or anything, but it would just... It would just, you know, because he has this like presence where his
he
whole
could just
image
get oversaturated, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't have the effect as he does now.
You could be the biggest J. Cole fan in the world, and you don't get to see anything new from J. Cole 90% of the days that you are alive, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of his personal brand. And if he were to like switch that up, like you think about, you know, even Lil Pump and J. Cole are similar in that they have large gaps between when they put out songs. Like Pump might put out a song every couple months, J. Cole puts out a album every year and a half or whatever, but Pump supplements it by going on social media and, you know, wilding out on fucking his Instagram content, story and everything. God, can you imagine if J. Cole was an Instagram story guy?
He has like 4 pictures on his Instagram.
He doesn't even have an Instagram, right?
No, he does.
He got one?
Yeah, he has like 4 or 5 pictures
really?
On it.
Really? Yeah. Because when I met him, I was fucking...
I'm pretty sure he said he didn't have one.
Well, I was trying to find it, unless he made one for the release. Real Cole World. At Real Cole World 2.9. But I think this is a fan page, isn't it?
No, that's real.
No, it is really right.
Yeah, he has like... I think they deactivated and activated.
Wait, he just deactivates?
I think him and Kanye, like how Kanye did.
But you can't follow somebody once they've deactivated, right?
I'm not too sure.
Where you can't unfollow somebody once they deactivate?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that really actually works, but I know he always had that Real Cole World one.
I wonder to what extent he wanted to just raw dog it when it came to like releasing his album. Like, how, to what extent he wanted to go on Twitter and he wanted to make a put his Instagram back up, or if in his mind he kind of wanted to just put it out there and like, you know, because it's got to be kind of a compromise. Like the label's going to make you do something to promote it, and I'm sure he wants to do something to promote it as well.
He's going to have to do an interview. I hope it's you. I hope you get it because he's going to have to do one.
Did he not put one out like the other day? Like, or wasn't there some kind of? Was it maybe it was in print?
I don't think so.
Yeah, look, Jay on. I'm not sure what.
I don't
is
know.
It on Pitchfork?
I don't think J. Cole's.
Giving his first extended interview in 3 years, J. Cole recently met with Paul Cantor from Vulture to discuss his new release record. 3 years. That's crazy. He went 3 years without a real interview.
Yeah. Their mystique.
Anyway.
His shit.
I did hit him up just to tell him that I like the album shit.
He's going to do an HBO shit. He does HBO shit.
Oh, right. He did that for the other album.
Yeah, and he did that one for the last one
going
before.
Going and meeting with all the fans and their houses and everything.
Yeah, he did that another one before this and then one before this. I think he has a thing with HBO. I always watch those.
I mean, that just was brilliant. As like a way, like make your own content instead of going to some fucking outlet and giving them content. I mean,
on
you
HBO
know,
too.
Look at somebody like Drake where he does like the Apple Music fucking interviews. He's like looped in there with that shit.
Yeah, and he's...
Okay.
I also
next up on the list. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I also thought like when I first saw the cover of it, I thought he was like I actually tweeted. I'm like J. Cole probably just listened to Lil Xan's new album and decided to do that because it's like I think he's just overall just like state of hip hop right now with all the rappers with the drugs and everything like that.
I mean, it's got to be weird for him because I feel like you know when you look at like how much his perspective on hip-hop culture has changed. You know, he used to be much more of like a sort of a regular guy out on the scene, you know, like in terms of his public image and everything. Yeah. And then at a certain point, he just somehow, like, at the same time, like, exploded and completely fell back from doing normal rapper shit, you know, going to all the award shows and being everywhere and everything. And then somehow, I'm not sure exactly what the timing was, but he managed to, like, blow up to an absolutely unbelievable level.
He was trying to get a big radio record with Workout, and, like, the label was, like, pressing him for...
And then he let Nas down.
And then let Nas down because, and he also had, the song with him and Miguel. Do you... Fuck.
The,
It was... No ID, Crap, fuck, I'm sorry.
Sometimes your mannerisms just make me want to burst out laughing.
crap.
Because I just think about how weird some of the things that he does, like, in conversation are, like, the kind of things that most people would not do during a podcast. Like,
tap it on the table with microphones.
A little ceremony there. I don't know.
But, I think he struggled a lot with, like, finding that balance of, like, you know, making radio songs and... not letting his idols down and stuff, but then he's come with False Prophets when his idols let him down.
Mm-hmm.
That was huge right now because they're using that as like a way to like saying J. Cole knew about Kanye before because he was rapping about, if you listen to his False Idol, that's the thing that's going on.
That's your conspiracy theory? Is that you think
that's
that
when everyone's conspiracy theories right now.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Because False Prophets, he was talking about everything that Kanye's basically doing right now. And like, when I first heard that, I thought it was about Jay and I thought it was about like those guys, but like, well, yeah, Kanye too, but like now, like people have correlated to Kanye.
Well, he was
like,
talking about Wale on that song, wasn't he?
He was talking to, literally kind of sounds like he was talking Kanye, and then Kanye sat down with Charlamagne recently, and Charlamagne brought it up that Kanye brought up to him that he feels like J. Cole's always dissing him recently. So
that sounds, I don't know, that sounds like Kanye sort of projecting a little bit,
making.
I don't know. Do you see J. Cole really like consistently dissing Ye?
You know what I always thought was weird though? They never worked together and they're both on The Rock, except for they're on one song together. And it was on Good Fridays. They're only on one song together.
You know, I'm impressed by your J. Cole knowledge.
I'm a huge fan. Like, I love J. Cole. Like, loved him, but like, I just feel like I got the same thing over and over again from him album wise. Mixtape wise, I listen to his mixtape all the time. I love his story. He like was outside rapping to fucking Jay-Z every night at 40/40. Like, those are one of the reasons why I moved to California, like, to go chase my dreams. You know what I'm saying? Like, listening to those albums, like, people getting up and going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just want to say that a girl at one point when I first moved to Long Beach, a girl that I was seeing before we wrap up the J. Cole talk, there was a girl I was seeing and she went out to the club and got all drunk and started texting me the lyrics, like, is it just one? You know, she straight up like went to Google, copy and pasted that block of text, sent Teresa. You don't remember her? I don't know if you ever would have met her. She's this blonde chick that I was seeing. She ended up in rehab soon after because she started getting super into coke.
In California?
Yeah, but she lived in downtown LA. She might have came to our place in Long Beach one time. But anyway, she like got drunk and like sent me the lyrics to that song, and I was like, I love that song. She goes, the lyrics though. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I just like, you know, because it's like, it's such a shitty like moment where you reach that point where
I'm not texting you anybody again.
You know, it's like, damn, like,
it's not happening. Wow.
Damn, you like me.
You just ended it on your own.
Yeah.
You like me. That sucks. Cause like, you know, I don't like you like that. I thought we were just hanging out. No, I don't know. It was weird to have J. Cole sort of like, and then for him to sort of like, I wouldn't say regretted that song, but he definitely, you know, had feelings about that song. And I was like, well,
I had
exactly because you almost kind of fucked my shit up too. So, thank you. We're at about 50 minutes here.
Job, Jay.
Okay. You want to talk about this?
What?
The Halsey tweet about shampoo. Did you see it today?
No.
So Halsey, who I don't know anything about, I'm actually going to Google her just right now to make sure that I know what she at least like looks like. She's a musician of some sort.
Oh, this is Jeezy's girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah, Jeezy's
and
girlfriend.
So apparently she's black or half black. She did this tweet complaining. I mean, she looks fucking white to me. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But is it going to say her ethnicity on here? She's an American singer and songwriter. Okay. Well, apparently she's not white. She says, at least. But well, Vicky said that too. yeah, she called out hotels for not having shampoo that caters to women of color.
Mm.
Look, she's a woman of color.
I think she might be mixed.
She's apparently mixed, but yeah. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Because this is the thing, is that don't we all take it for granted that hotel shampoo is trash?
It is trash.
I mean, like, it's so trash for everyone's hair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not specifically anyone's hair. It doesn't matter. It's just like general shampoo. Like, you need special shit.
My Middle Eastern girlfriend was pointing out that she says that she would never wash her hair with the shampoo from a hotel because it would never be strong enough for her hair.
I mean, I would.
I don't have hair. I don't know if I need to point that out. But I just kind of used whatever shampoo, which might be part of the reason why I no longer have hair.
That's true. I think maybe like I think we're in a different time, man. Like you as a hotel now, I think you probably should be doing that. People care now.
But
people care
about doing what? Like that. You
Let's
have to
get
have
all these specific products for different types of people.
Yeah, hotel. There's almost like, nothing in there.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, there's barely shampoo, even towels. Here's some soap. If you don't fucking have any,
yeah.
Why the fuck are you not traveling with this stuff anyway, dickhead?
I think like maybe they should come to get like instead of just tweeting them out like that. Maybe it should be like hit. You know, these beauty things up. Like, hey, I think it'd be a good idea if you guys all came together, you know, make some. No, like.
No.
No, I mean, like,
that
no,
is not how this we'll is going to work. That. Halsey should have got. You're saying like, Halsey should have got in touch with a shampoo company and said, hey, you need to hit Howard Johnson's up. Howard Johnson's. This is the problem. Howard Johnson, Motel 6, whatever. They are Howard working Johnson. On. Huh?
Howard Johnson's.
Is it Howard?
Yeah.
Hojo's.
Hojo's. I don't
know. They are working under the assumption that they are trying to give you a place to stay for the smallest amount possible. They are selling you a $45 room.
Now you're saying like, all right, so
tack on some extra cost to
we
that.
We need certain shampoo for this person of this ethnicity, right?
Yeah.
But then we need this shampoo for this person that has oily hair. And then we need this shampoo for this person that's fucking curly hair.
What about
hair.
The redheads?
And what about, yeah, like, well, I mean. So like, now you have to be like, okay, you're going to stay with us. What kind of hair do you have so we can leave the right shampoo in your room?
Yeah.
Fuck.
No one's tried that before. Maybe it works.
No, that's not. And you know who should be making those decisions? Those businesses based on their knowledge of their customers. Like, this to me has just got to be one of the most egregious examples I've ever seen of just finding racism in the most benign things. And I mean, this is just not good for society because nobody's going to, like, this is just going to encourage people to not take racist claims seriously, you know, because it's just silly.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I don't buy this one at all.
Next!
I think the reason why this is such a big story right now is because so many people don't buy it, though.
They don't believe she's black.
Okay, there's another point right there is that she does not. She's just saying she's a black woman. She's not that black to me, but I don't.
She
know.
Passed more than Rachel Dolezal, so.
You think? Do you think? There's a reason why Rachel Dolezal did not bring this up. Her hair is probably not that curly.
Curly.
You know, I went to a poetry lounge the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, maybe if I search just what race is Halsey, we can find it out easier than looking at her Wikipedia page. She's the daughter. Wait. Oh, her father is African American with some Irish ancestry, and her mother is of Italian and Hungarian descent.
Yeah, she a nigga.
Well, but I mean, think of it. Her father's African American with some Irish ancestry.
And her mom's Italian.
So she's like at most 35% black. So we probably shouldn't be like that concerned. Oh, yeah. Halsey opens up about her white guilt and her biracial struggles. Well, I apologize for being so insensitive.
Well, you don't look that. What's the name? Sorry.
Oh, look at this, though, actually.
She a nigga.
Singer Halsey says she's a black woman and the internet has questions. Okay, so apparently I'm not the only person that has been a little bit surprised by this. I look like a white girl, but I don't feel like one, she explained. I'm a black woman, so it's been weird navigating that. When I was growing up, I didn't know I was supposed to love TLC or Britney.
Whoa.
Well, in reality, you could just like
whatever
you want.
Whatever you like. Sorry, that was you're pushing right there.
You can like Britney. Are black women just not allowed to like Britney Spears anymore?
Sorry, you pushed it with that one. You're allowed to like whatever you like. I like any type of music.
Yeah, you like John Mayer.
I love John Mayer.
You like John Mayer. How's that going?
I think it's going good. You know, it's kind of sticking on or whatever. I can't wait to like meet that guy and, you know, eventually work with him.
I'd be pumped.
I feel like if you went to like bars in Silver Lake, you could meet him pretty easily.
Give me them backwoods.
Huh?
Give me one of them
backwoods. You want to smoke another one right now?
Yeah.
Give it another, give it 15 minutes and then we can smoke off camera and just on the regular stream with the 767 people out there. Adam 22 show number four. But okay, here's another topic I wanted to bring up. Trippy Red breakup.
Ooh.
Ooh.
They're broken up. They were just here together like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
Now I don't think they're really up. They're not
broken. They didn't look that happy together. No, oh, you don't think?
No.
You haven't watched all the Instagram videos that have been posted on YouTube about it.
Making fun of her, calling her Maddox and like her song.
Maddox?
Because she says she sounded like Maddox in her new song.
He said that? Oh my God. Are you a believer in her music? Have you listened to her music?
I'm 100% believer in her music because.
Really?
Let me tell you why.
I only heard like one song on her Instagram live earlier.
He gave her fucking 300K. If she has,
she has like 500K, 500, I think. Yeah.
Half a million. She can do, if she's smart and has the right team around her, she could turn it into whatever she wants to.
This is true, and she's got the face tats.
And she got the face tats.
Yeah. I've never seen a pretty young girl like that just get a massive fucking face tattoo of some words right on their face like that. And actually, I should specify that I'm specifying like black women in particular. I've definitely seen plenty of white girls do that.
Yeah.
Not seen like that. Like she got a poem on her face, dude.
It's like even Wiz's ex, which he gave her a million followers. She's smart.
Oh, that girl, he's not with her anymore?
Nah, he broke up with her.
Damn.
If she's smart, she can fucking turn it into a career. Like, I'm saying, like...
Fenty. Fashion Nova brand deals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I just resent the fact that, like, everybody who manages to get some clout decides they have to become a rapper. Because then at some point I have to hear from them, and they ask me for an interview, or they just diss me and are like, I don't want a No Jumper interview.
Like, okay.
It's just weird. It's like, aren't they?
It's just too easy not to like just make a song that can just go viral.
Yeah. Okay. Like, but most of these rappers that I know, what do they do at night? They go in the booth and they record. They go to the studio or they sit at home, they record, whatever. I'm used to that. But more and more now, I'll be talking to some YouTuber and I'll be like, what are you guys doing tonight? Oh, we're going in the booth, man. We're going in the booth every night. I'm like, this is just too much music. There's too much music being made by non-musicians. And a lot of these rappers are not terribly musical in the first place.
Yeah.
But a lot of these YouTubers are truly not talented in any way.
Yeah, but the learn-
but they're just doing it. They're just making too much rap.
I mean, like, I used to think about that and I'd be mad. Like, but the lines are so blurred now. Like you said, like, you know, Waka Flocka even commented on it. Like, people become fans of you now, in a sense. Mm. Like, they just support you. Look at Roy Purdy. Roy Purdy's fucking killing it. Roy Purdy doing million in a fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's doing it. It's working for him. I know a lot of people it's not working for in terms of them trying to turn their internet fame into rap fame. But, you know, I mean,
it's different.
I wish that, you know. Okay, because this is the thing. Say you're like a funny kid on Instagram or whatever. I think it's hard if you're sort of like, you know, if you could go and like try to really like make funny, like longer form videos, you know, make YouTube content, make something different. The rap thing, a lot of times to me, just seems like sort of a fallback. Like it's like the easy thing to do if you're just like an influencer who wants to do something. The same thing with like being a DJ. Like, oh, all you gotta do is stand there and play records and you're already popular, so just do that. It's like sometimes I don't feel like they're really nurturing something that maybe has the ability to take them further. They're just sort of like making like generic ass rap songs.
Very true. But when you have people like Drake that is very successful, being an actor turned, you know, to a rapper, Donald Glover. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're in a place where we're in the age of the Renaissance, man. Whether it's fucking terrible or not, like, people are just literally doing as much as they can because we've seen success stories. When you've seen success stories, Cardi B, when you see success stories, it's people are just going to hop on that wave. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, I'm going to come clean. Like, Drake, Donald Glover was a fucking comedian. He's a Grammy-nominated fucking artist now.
I'm going to be honest. I've watched, like, almost two seasons of Atlanta, and I still have never really listened to his music. And I really admire the show. I really admire everything about what I know of his career, but I've only heard a couple songs. Didn't seem that interested.
But there's a hard thing, you know, to convince people. It's to fight for that respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I was a comedian, but I also did this. So it's kind of like they're still fighting for respect. You know what I'm saying? Even someone like Donald Glover to someone that has an ear like, bro, you're funny. Like, I don't want to hear you rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, but in all reality, it's like
I know so little about his career besides Atlanta. I should really just get educated sometime. This is why I need to stop doing so many interviews and just fall back and get to do some research. But why would I research Donald Glover? I don't know him.
And he's starring in a Star Wars movie. He's about to go on tour.
Is he really?
He's playing Han Solo.
in the new Han Solo.
They're just switching it up.
He's not playing Han.
I don't know what he's playing. Not Han Solo. I know he's in it.
He's playing on Han Solo. Lando. Han Solo's best friend. Sorry, guys. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I fucked up. But he's playing Lando.
Star Wars.
Black dude.
Stupid.
Anyway. You watch Star Wars?
No, fuck that.
I watched I've never Star Wars. Seen it. I love Star Wars.
I tried. It was so boring. Movies, I hated it.
So bad.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I
can't stand that shit.
I tried to watch The Wire.
Oh,
maybe,
I love that.
Maybe like 10 years ago, I tried to watch it. Didn't get into it at all after watching like two or three episodes. I'm really feeling like I got to just give it another go. It's generally considered to be like the best of its kind on TV.
Yeah, it is.
So good. I've watched it a couple times. Yeah, it's good.
It's a good show.
What I have been watching is I've been watching the Versace murder American crime story documentary thing.
What's that?
Versace is a very famous clothing brand.
Well, yeah, I know about Versace, but there's some he killed niggas?
Wow.
He was murdered.
Okay.
See, this is why you're funny to have a camera. Everybody at home, do the Hakeem challenge.
Silence.
Leave your phone on, too.
And leave your phone on.
This is the longest I've been without my phone. But
you threw it in the center?
Yeah, I threw it in the center, man.
All right, I'm going to talk about one more thing before we wrap up this. Number four, Adam 22 Show, Copper Repost, streamlabs.com/nojumper. We're about to play all your songs as soon as we're done this, just for the record. But the Double XL cover. So every year this happens, and I've never seen it get leaked before. Maybe it has been leaked before, but I never knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Academics leaked almost the whole list. He's claiming that he has employees at XXL who told him specifics about the list. Hilarious. Comedy. Imagine you are like in charge over there, and then you just have people straight up feeding information to your competitors. And why not? Because I'm going to be honest, if I worked at XXL, I would probably do the same thing, because who the fuck cares?
Douglas, XXL fucks up because they haven't really been getting it right, man. They'll get a class, like they'll just throw like three. I think the best last class they had was Joey, Absol, Travis, what? Action Bronson.
No, Yachty, Kodak, 21. They actually hit the fucking nail on the head over and over with that cover.
What, Yachty, Kodak?
Look, keep in mind that this cover once existed. This is the cover that was actually good. Lil Yachty, XXL cover, images. Where's that XXL cover? There it is. The one, wait, no, that's the wrong one. That was it. This is a pretty good one. They had 21.
It's like three people.
Who's that light skinned dude in the bottom left? I can't recognize him. The cover's cut off. God damn it. There it is. Okay. This has a straight up list. God, but they're not letting you view it correctly. God, I want to kill myself. Okay. Lil Yachty. Anderson. Designer, Dave East, Denzel Curry, G Herbo, Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Dicky, Anderson .Paak, 21 Savage, Kodak Black. All right, I'll admit that there's definitely a lot of people that didn't work out on there. But, I mean, their list, the problem always is that they're fucking industry'd out at this point. Like, Academics are saying it. I guess I'm just going to get on board with them because I kind of think it's true, too. It's like, it's clear. You can't respect this list if they don't put Tekashi 6ix9ine on it.
And you can't, not even, and TK too.
TK's in jail. He doesn't count.
But they put Chief Keef as honorary
Chief
member.
Chief Keef was out of jail like right before that. It's completely different. TK is facing life.
Yeah,
not even close.
Show something.
We got to stop that. That's not, you can't, them not including TK is not like a valid concern. There's a very obvious good reason why he's not on there. Tekashi 6ix9ine, there's no reason. NBA YoungBoy, no reason. It is insane. They are sabotaging their own fucking list by not including those guys. This is not a human decency contest. This is not a contest to see who's the fucking got the cleanest slate, the most advertiser friendly. When that cover comes out, if Tekashi 6ix9ine is not on that cover, RIP. It loses all industry credibility, fan credibility, and they're leaving the door wide fucking open for somebody like me or Academics or whoever, to maybe a conglomerate of some sort, to come out and actually do a real version of that list.
Yeah.
Because if they don't put YoungBoy and they don't put Tekashi, it's over. It has no credibility because Tekashi is hotter than everybody on the list besides Pump. Even arguably, a lot of people might say he's fucking up there with Pump. Because he does have a lot of fucking Billboard hits. But I mean, it's over. It's over, Vanessa. Vanessa, it's over. If you don't put Tekashi on there, it's over. It's all the way over. And Academics exposing the fucking list before it even comes out, so they don't get to have a big moment. Presumably,
yeah, I know
that even of itself. So the momentum is gone. The surprise is gone. And it has no more credibility because Tekashi's not on it.
Even
it's Skies, over.
Even Skies exposing them too.
Skies and exposing Rich. Them that it's not. Yeah, Skies and Rich the Kid both disrespecting them. And I mean, what I think is probably going to happen is that they're going to go back and get. They're probably going to get Tekashi because they have to.
And
because there's
Xan
all these
too?
People missing from Xan. It. They didn't, but they chose not to give it to Lil Xan.
Yeah.
Which I mean, fine. But I mean, there's a bunch of people that they apparently are giving it to that are just. I mean, and of all the girls that they gave it to, like, I like Steph Lennon, but
I've never heard of her.
She's fire. But I mean, putting her on it and not putting like Rico Nash here, an Asian doll, or something like something a little closer to the average fan, that was kind of weird to me.
I see this then. It's the perfect opportunity for you and Academics to start your own shit. I think if I was an upcoming rapper right now, I'd rather be involved with. I'd rather be on a list with No Jumper and Academics together, and maybe even Cole Bennett.
But that's what I'm saying is, okay, if we came out tomorrow, me, Academics, Cole Bennett, say it was just that, and we could get more people, we could get, you have to get a lot of other people too, because it's like, I think the way you do it is like, it can't just be one person in charge of it. I would honestly kind of let Academics know that I'm saying this. Maybe me and Academics could kind of like grab it, have it by the reins. That's our baby. Mm-hmm. But then we assemble a panel of, let's say, 10 people, and those are the judges, and we're completely open about it. We're completely open about who we have on the list, who we think should be on the list, and then we go from there, and we make a fucking list, 10 people, we battle it out, but ultimately, maybe me and Academics have the last say. I don't know. Maybe there should be somebody else in terms of the top-level discussion of this, but then that's it. We reveal it. There's no, like, and we have to write a fucking constitution from day one. You have to be like, there's no time in the history of this list that we're going to let a sponsor's opinion get in the way. There's no time in the history of this list that we're going to take a rapper's past behavior. You can kill people. You can do whatever the fuck you want. If you kill someone, that is not what we're talking about when we make this list. Yeah. We're not talking about if you're a good person. We're talking about the music. We're talking about who's hot. Because in hip hop, it's about what works, what sells, what is popular. We're not talking about artistic integrity. Artistic integrity is great, but that's not in my mind, the list needs to be of who's the hottest.
Yeah, are y'all forgetting? Nas said, I'm waving automatic guns at nuns.
Right. But I mean, that's kind of a lyric.
It is, but like still, like that was nuts at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like
difference between saying it and doing it.
Yeah, but I feel like that's a problem with hip hop. Is like it's not.
I don't think anyone would. I'm just trying to imagine if the XXL cover existed in like '93 or '92 or whenever fucking that album came out, and like just be like, Nas, you're out. You waved a gun at a nun.
You talk about waving
swear
guns
I didn't really do
at
it.
Nuns. That's
Like I don't know. I think you guys, you Cole, Academics, maybe like Anthony. I don't know. Like y'all come together and y'all make a list. Fuck them niggas, man. XXL. Yeah, I said it.
They're so weak, though. They are so weak, and they have no idea. Or maybe they do know. But, I mean, it would be so easy to come out the gate and have something way more credible and just fucking, like, torch the credibility of their fucking thing because it's just they have so little that they're hanging on by.
Well, I mean, the only thing that could save them is the list getting leaked, right? And they can
get it right.
Try to turn it around real quick.
Right.
Well, that photo didn't work out apparently because if Rich the Kid was there and he wasn't on it, they probably only had like 7 or 8 or just not the full 10. So I don't know what they do with the cover.
In.
Yeah, I mean it's not that hard to do that, but I mean it's kind of the cover, the photo is always like a big deal for them, you know. Yeah.
And the shows that they have, and actually, Charlamagne actually hosts.
The show thing is hilarious too, though, because nobody ever goes to the shows. Yeah. Last year, like fucking of the 10, like fucking 4 or 5 people didn't go to the show in LA.
Yeah, and like Charlamagne has something like that too, where he does on MTV when they break down the best MC of the year. But I think it'd be doper if you guys fucking came together and did your own thing. Yo, blow Academics fucking Instagram up right now and tell him and Adam and Cole need to make that list. Because one day I'm going to be on it.
I feel like the idea of the list being just me, Academics, or me, Academics, Cole, it's too young. It's too YouTuber focused. If you want people to take it serious, well, that's why I'm kind of going back and forth in my head thinking right now is like, do you need
a panel older, of 10 dudes?
Maybe a Charlemagne.
You need somebody like Charlemagne. You need just more. But no. Because Charlemagne doesn't know anything about the young kid rappers.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all just focus it on what it is. Like, because these guys that are going to be on the list, potentially, y'all. Each one of y'all.
But what I'm saying though is that the panel is where the credibility would come from, because it's like when, with XXL, when they choose the list, we know Vanessa, you know, we know the editor. Nobody really knows any of the other fucking employees from XXL. I'm sorry, maybe there's another guy there or something, but I don't know anybody
I mean, besides it being a big magazine, who co-signed? I think rappers being on XXL, like being on the cover and stuff, they're the one that co-signing.
It's just been around for like almost 10 years. They tried doing it and then it worked. And so they just kept doing it and it kind of became this thing. But now there's a precedent. And it's just like, when you really think about it, they don't have a lot to go on. Like, it would be like if the source is like a completely dead media brand, you know? XXL is the source. 10 months out of the year when they're not doing the XXL thing, let's be honest. Like, it's just they don't really have, like, the XXL, like, they don't create content that gets talked about. It just doesn't really happen. Besides
the freestyle, the cypher.
Yeah, that's it. And they create as much content around that, and they drag it out for as long as possible. But realistically, if it wasn't for that, I'm not sure what they would have going on so much. And I don't want beef with XXL. I don't know anybody there at all. So I've never met anybody there. It's weird, though. Sometimes, man, I realize how little I know about the rap media world. Like, I was at this fucking media event, and I just know that I knew that everybody there worked in rap media, so I'm assuming they all fucking know who I am, and a bunch of them like introduced themselves and shit like that, but I didn't know one person in the whole room. And that was weird, because it's kind of like the world I'm in, and I know a lot of these people have very strong opinions about me, whether they fuck with me or whether they don't. I got no idea. I have no idea who they are. Well, so that's weird.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
He's a shit.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Well, as Billy Bob Thornton would say.
Borton.
Billy Bob Borton. I gotta go home. I'm gonna figure out who this Billy Bob Borton guy is.
Bad News Bears, man.
What the fuck is that?
No, watch Friday Night Lights.
I don't know what either of those things are.
Jesus Christ.
Football movie.
A football movie, and Bad News Bears is a movie about bears?
About the kids playing baseball. They're like, suck, and he got them really good.
But bears, that gets some bad news.
They go to Hooters when after they done win. It's kind of like, and he's like, got a tattoo.
It's a stupid movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
No. It cool.
It cool.
It's not cool. It's hard for me to watch. Like,
you need to get your pop culture up, man.
Exactly. That's what I don't get. I love pop culture. I know so much about rap culture, underground rap, just black culture in general, to be honest. Like, I just know, like, I know a lot of black celebrities. I don't know shit about white celebrities. And the only reason I know the black celebrities, it's not like I'm really paying attention to like movies and shit. It's just you kind of know about them because you hear rappers talk about them. To me, it's all rap. And people get mad. Like, some girl was fucking making fun of me because I didn't. She's like, oh, like, this guy didn't know about Simon and Garfunkel. I'm like, I don't know anything about Simon and Garfunkel. What the fuck is that? Like, she's like, you don't know who they are? I'm like, I know they're musicians, but that's about it. But is that insane? Is that really, really bad?
You gotta get your pop culture up, man. I'm a big pop. Listen, because I'm, you know, I like pop art. It's Kanye and Drake. They make very, like, pop art. That's what they make.
Just because it's popular art?
Yeah, pop art.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that. I mean,
like, I mean, this is pop culture.
This is, you're like Tekashi, and they're pop culture.
All
like,
those Instagram.
But not like Beyonce. And Beyonce puts out an album tomorrow. I'm not gonna listen to it unless it's. I would listen to it to be like, all right, I'm going to listen to it so I have, like, kind of an idea of what everybody else is talking about. But and it's not, like, my thing. I'm not, like into it, you know?
Oh, we even talk about Kim Jong-un and fucking North Korea. Like,
wow, I'm so glad we didn't talk about that. That's got to be your worst idea throughout this whole thing. Let's talk about some dumb shit that nobody knows about. Let's talk about
denuclearization in North and South Korea.
Hakeem, you just asked to be roasted. Like, yeah, that's exactly what the No Jumper fan base wants to hear. All right,
politics, let's talk about it. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you know about it?
Yeah.
Ninja.
Oh Lord.
Yep.
All right. I think I'm good with that. Right. I'm gonna click stop recording, and then we're gonna move this computer over here, probably reposition the camera angle, and then we're just gonna listen to you guys' fucking music. Thank you very much to everybody who watched the Adam 22 Show episode number 4. Please subscribe to this channel, smash that like, drop a comment, let J. Cole know that he's cool and we fuck with him. Let DJ Academics know that we might have to just swoop in and take the XXL thing. And I'm not even scared of bringing that idea out and throwing it out there, because it would be easy for somebody else to do it too. But I just don't feel like anybody would be able to get the traction like me and academics would. So it's kind of like, why don't we just do this and we sort of assemble whoever? But I mean,
just do it.
The good thing about me and academics right now that might not always be true is that we don't have a lot of like deep industry connections that would influence us. Like for me, if I was doing this, I don't feel like I would be conflicted on who I voted for. I think I would be able to be very honest about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's, you know, DJ Academics. I feel like he's starting to like maybe do more with labels. I'm doing more with labels. You know, I could be compromised. But yeah. I think the whole thing is that it needs to be transparent. I would have to say, I think everybody's list needs to, well, but maybe that'd be worse. If their list was transparent.
I think even just the discussion between you guys and the 10 people being filmed would be a good fucking video to fucking take highlights from, you know?
Yeah. Like,
you three sit down
just
and talk.
The actual what goes into what you
guys
think.
I think you three are fine. I think you three sit down and talk. I think that's just from like me, I'd be like, I respect, like, I don't know. I think that'd be fine.
But you're on my cock.
I'm not, definitely not on your cock.
You're sucking
the skin. You thought it was my cock, but my Glock is very hard. School was very hard. Homework's very hard.
No, it wasn't. We cheated.
We cheated on homework.
It was not hard.
Go on Google. That's it.
We cheated.
Oh, man.
All right. We're going to stop recording. Hey, everybody, if you enjoyed this, please drop the subscribe, drop the like, drop the comment. Head on over to my Instagram, at Adam22. The ads are on the screen, at NostalgiaV, at Chris Long Films.
Dick.
Everybody, tell Hakeem that he needs a new name because nobody likes the at NostalgiaV name.
Yes, facts.
Adam, stop bullying me about my artistic integrity.
Hakeem Star.
Hakeem Star.
Don't you like that?
Hakeem Star.
Hakeem Star.
I like Nostalgia V, man. I'm going to wait till I can.
How about our dickhead friend?
Hey, guys, head on over to nojumper.com or onsomeshit.com and support by purchasing a shirt like this that says On Some Shit on it. Chris Long is wearing a Harley Davidson shirt.
From Billerica, Massachusetts.
From Billerica, Massachusetts. All right.
Nojumper.com.
Bang.
I'm rolling like an L.P. with God. I'm rolling like an L.P. with God.